and the gang. Al Roker's really funny. You know, I watched it for the first time yesterday because I wanted to see what I was getting into. And Al Roker is hysterical, man. He has some great, great one-liners. He's very endearing. And I'm told he's a very nice person in what you call your real life. We'll be on the Channel 9 News tonight in the 10:30 segment. And all over the map, all over the media explosion here. Is the video stream back up? No, the video stream is not back up, but we do have a video stream where you can watch us, and that will be up. We are working on that as we speak. And you should visit our website, www.wfmu.org/Jones, and read all about us. Here is Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me by the Smiths.
The story is over.
The Sixth Sheep's Sick. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. That was the Smiths, the last the song called Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. And last night I had one dream. It was a nightmare. And that was because I didn't sleep very much, so I only dreamt once. It was a killer, though. I was like happy to get up, man. It had to do with this show. And Mr. Freeman and I were walking down Central Street in East Newark, or Central Avenue, and we stopped in that deli I used to pass when I was like 5 years old. We walked in and got something, and I left my bag there. And we continued to walk up, across the Clay Street Bridge into Newark and up Bloomfield Avenue. And then when we got to the radio station, which I guess was in East Orange since we were going up Bloomfield Avenue, I realized that I had left the bag back at the store, and I couldn't do the show without the bag, and nobody would drive me. And suddenly I woke up. You're not really interested in that, are you? Here's Stevie Wonder. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. This is a cool one right now. This is what you call your slip cue. You actually have to hold the record because it mixes from one song to the next. So I'm going to walk over here to the turntable or just kind of slide over, and I'm going to make with the slip cue, okay? So I'm over here now. Jonesy. Stevie Wonder, don't you worry about a thing.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that? Chévere.
Bien
chévere. Is that right, Mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room on the open.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Jonesy. Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Here is The King with Voodoo Child. Out by the King. This is Jonesy here on the radio for Until Death Do Us Part, right? Here's Louis Jordan and Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
Mm-hmm. One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay." It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Jonesy, that's Louis Jordan there, and nobody here but us chickens. And let's see, thanks to Scott for allowing us to broadcast during this particular time slot. Scott, as well as many of the other DJs here, have stepped aside for a week to allow us to make this attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records for longest broadcast. Thanks again, Scott, and also thanks for all the help that you've done to make this endeavor possible. Here we have, and I should save this to, like, CNN has a camera on me. I was planning that when I thought the Today Show was going to be live in the studio, I had it all planned when I was going to introduce the song, that I was going to say this next statement live on camera. Maybe I'll save it for one of the other news crews that come along during the course of the weekend. But here is America's greatest unsigned band, Reno's Men, with Substar.
Come on, these days. He know who you are when he sings.
Jonesy, Reno's Men, and Substar, and here are some more emails. Things are happening here, man. This is pretty amazing. I had no idea that the plan would hatch this well when this scheme was developed for this particular stunt. I had no clue what was going to happen, and it's been incredible thus far, and it shall continue to be incredible, and I ain't ever going to bed. Jonesy, sleep is overrated. Who needs sleep? Eat lots of protein. It's better for your body than sugar. Good luck, and I will listen as much as possible. Please play Argent's Hold Your Head Up. With regards, Scott. I will play Argent's Hold Your Head Up. I like that. And we'll get to it shortly. Jones, all of New Jersey is behind you, not in a gay way. Good luck on your mission, Luke. Thank you, Luke. Jones. You've touched a listener. Listening to you made me feel guilty about putting off my pledge payment. Oh, Ken, I think you want to take a look at this email after I'm done. Listening to you made me feel guilty about putting off my pledge payment. So I filled it out while you droned on in the background. Okay, he's good. We're good on this one. This might be the most important consequence of this stunt. Yes, that's true. Tim from Jersey City. Thank you, Tim. P.S. You sound strangely laid back. It's not the usual manic Jones that we all know and love. Do you miss X-Ray, or are you just yourself? You are not tired already, are you? That wouldn't be good, since you have 60-some more hours to go. Good luck anyway. Pace makes the race, my friend. What do you want me to do? I'm going to be here for 4 days. And, of course, I miss X-Ray, but I'm a broadcast professional. I can step up to the microphone at any time, so I just need to be laid back. I mean, how am I going to last? You going to think I'm going to do this for 4 days, Dorothy? No, not going to work. I don't think that the Brady Bunch succeeded in the teeter-totter record. Does anyone know? When they attempted to break the world record for teeter-tottering, I think that they actually failed, and they had to learn a lesson, and the mother taught them about failure. But we'll try not to think about that. Here is Barry Williams with the real Greg Brady.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg.
May I have your attention, please?
Marsha.
I repeat, may I have your attention, please? Will the real Greg Brady please stand up?
That's me, of course, Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams. Uh-oh, we're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a real Brady before.
Bell bottoms, polyester, headbands, orange hair. Was it permed? Was it real? Hey, who the cares? Here's the story of a guy named me.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Don't you know we were the real That 70s Show? And oh, Alice O prepared Sam's meat for free. You know what I mean.
It's the return of Johnny Bravo.
Wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he?
And Mike Brady said,
Nothing, you idiots. Like Tiger, he's dead.
Cindy had a lisp.
Greg Brady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around wearing his tiki god, surfing and wiping out.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
It was cool for a while being a teenage star, and now the Brady name can only go so far. I'm doing stuff that's new, but I'm Greg Brady too. Football in DeMarcia's nose, sing the chorus and it goes!
I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm the real Brady. All the other Greg Bradys are just irritating. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady and I did ladies more than any fake Brady, so stop your imitating. Yes, I'm the real Greg Brady. I grew up. I grew up. Please shut up.
It was so much fun making that show for you, and then writing my book too, telling you who was dating who. It was all TV, it wasn't real, just play. Back then we couldn't say that the dad was really gay or that my mom on TV was dating me.
Tee hee!
It was groovy, far out, out of sight. But any night you light up the TV and then you see some wannabe trying to be me.
Greg.
Just be sure you know there ain't no show without me. Barry Williams, Johnny Bravo,
Greg Brady,
the Casanova,
Greg Brady,
the Clinton Avenue,
Greg Brady.
I got AKAs coming out the wazoo,
and a dig Eminem and Clark Bars too.
I was the oldest kid and I was young and cute. I wouldn't ever do toot, and I still fit that suit. I'm here to stay, and if you get in my way, you can grab it where there ain't no sunshine day.
Hey,
I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm the real Brady. All you other Greg Bradys are not syndicated. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady, and I did ladies more than anything Brady. I was slim and shady. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Don't suck up. Please grow up.
I gotta get out of this time warp. How did I get stuck in this box in the upper right-hand corner anyway? I was a teen idol before the Backstreet Boys were born. I was a boy band by myself. Love to stay, gotta go, because something suddenly came up.
Jonesy. And here we have Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over.
Rhinestone.
Jonesy, Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell. And we have a request from Michelle Gutenstein, who has been handling press for this event and has done an incredible job, and has really put Jonesy in the living rooms and on the newsstands. And I can't say enough to thank Michelle for all she's done. She has requested this particular song by the Beatles, Michelle.
Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, ma belle, someday more keep on, play bien ensemble. I need to, I need to, I need to, I need to make you. Or what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, ma belle, someday more keep on, play bien ensemble, and I will say the only words I know that you understand.
And that's from Michelle Gutenstein here. Jonesy continuing, going on. Till the cows come home, as they say, here's Roy Orbison's Working for the Man.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. To meet, I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a man. You're working for the man. So I'm picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. Cause I'm working for the man. Says to meet me tonight, love me right, and everything is gone. gonna be fine. So I slave all day without much pay. I'm just biding my time. Cause the company and the daughter, you see, they're both gonna be all mine.
Jonesy, the show heard around the world. Jonesy's sitting down again. The roller coasters have started already. And we'll be interviewing Bob Franks in the next hour as we continue on. Right now, we have Johnny Cash with Rusty Cage. This is from Unchained, which is his second to last album, if I'm not mistaken? Doesn't he have one since then? And here's Johnny Cash, the man. You know, when I was a kid, you really hated country music. You know, you didn't like country music. But when you saw Johnny Cash, he wasn't country music to you. You would see him with the black outfit, man, and the guitar, like, strung over his back. And there's just something about the man, the amazing Johnny Cash. I know a guy who's got a tattoo, like, all over his arm, man, of which is the image of Johnny Cash. Here is Rusty Cage.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
Jonesy, Glenn Jones here, trying to set the new world record for continuous broadcast. Here are the Bee Gees, In My Own Time.
Yeah.
Jonesy, more emails here. Jones at WFMU.org. Hi, Glenn. Hi. Well, I just saw the mail that you were doing your... I just saw the mail. Okay. Oh, it's Yap. Oh, man. I didn't know it was Yap. Hi, Yap. I wonder if he's listening on the internet. Yap's very computer savvy, so surely he is. Hi, Glenn. Well, I just saw the mail that you were doing your Guinness World Record. I'm listening from Demon, small suburb close to Amsterdam. Great music. Hope you're going to make it. Beats sending directly from the antenna tower, doesn't it? Maybe that's something for next time. Actually, it's, I always wanted to broadcast from the antenna tower. I think I did once, way back when. I think there was some problems at the antenna, and we had to go out there. Little cloudy, that memory. I'm not real sure. Jonesy, I'm pulling for you. I just started work, and the Nazis here won't even let me wear headphones, but I'll listen as soon as I'm done. Great Gene Simmons interview. Rock on, Scott. Thank you, Scott. What do we have next? We have the Nerves hanging on the telephone.
I'm in the phone booth. There's the one across the hall.
Here's Blondie, Dreaming.
I'm not you in love.
Jonesy. That's me. Dream Police by Cheap Trick. Jonesy, beeper's going off in my brain. Emails, great Jonesy. Greetings from Huguenot, New York. I don't know how to pronounce New York.
Huguenot,
New York towns. Near Port Jervis, XHD country. Nice Simmons interview. Sounds like you're taking it easy. Good. Hope the soloing feels as good as it sounds. Looking forward to a record-breaking rainy weekend. We're loving you, friend. Thank you to Andy. Hey, Glenn. One Joni F. from NJ left a note on the AskPonies.org message board explaining your endeavor. From the bowels of West Virginia, we all shout and raise cheap beer for you. Chanting, go for it, go for it, go for it. Maybe I should read this with a little energy. Chanting, go for it, go for it, go for it. All the best, Randy. Tri-Delphia, West Virginia. The best FMU in 30 years, best of show, best of best, go Jones, go, Doug Nashion, a.k.a. Big Arf. Thank you, Big Arf. And we are moving along, aren't we? Slept for an hour and 45 minutes last night. Shouldn't have felt this tired until sometime tomorrow, but I do, and I will deal with it, and it'll be what it is. And we have coming up next, X with Hungry Wolf. Is Cake with Frank Sinatra.
Stormy weather, the flies and spiders. flowers, Ruth. Beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. Dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. Radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the flies and spiders get along together. Cobwebs fall on an old skipping record.
JB's doing it to the death. I said the JB's doing it to death. I said the JB's doing it to death. JB's are doing it to death.
You feel good?
I'm feeling good.
Whoa. How you feel, man? I'm feeling all right. I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ah. We're going to have a fun good time. Take us higher. Yeah. Fred,
baby. Yeah. Black way of young man.
And sing.
Look at him. So we got a groove like this.
Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
And the hits just keep on coming.
You'd never do that to me.
More emails. Jonesy, you twisted cretin. I once thought about locking myself into the studio at WHTG. Hey, it was back in the 80s, but nobody noticed. Best of luck, man. We are out there. Bart Cross Tierney. Thank you, Bart. Good luck, tough guy. I hope you make it till the end. Faithful listener, Chris. Thank you. Mr. Jones, long-time listener, never a caller, but always an ardent admirer. I hope that I may have somehow, in a small way, have finally done my part in the IBJ. I'm the volunteer who got the new coffee pot last week. I don't think that luck is what you need. I have nothing but complete confidence in your sheer power of your will to carry you through to your goal. We're all out there rooting for you to the top, volunteer George. Thanks, George. Something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? I think it's friggin' great that you are going to keep us rocking, my man. Please, if you can, my friend, play Surfing Bird by the Ramones off Rocket to Russia in honor of the late, great Joey effing Ramone. Gabba gabba hey, it's the original version. If not the original version, we'll do. Turn it on and keep it on. Tim. Thanks, Tim. We'll get to that eventually. Hi, Jonesy. Hi. I've been a fan of WFMU for a couple of years now. I really hope you make it. You rock. I'm drinking beer and enjoying the music. You're drinking beer, man? Oh, you're killing me here. Question. If a record starts to skip, say after 1 minute, does this disqualify you since it is not really a tune? Or I've heard some skipping tendencies of this in the Beatles medley. No, that doesn't disqualify us. Peter from Sweden? Are you from Sweden? It says Peter, comma, Sweden. Can't figure that out. Maybe, maybe not. Coming up next, Hold Your Head Up by Argent. And the hits just keep on coming. Rip this joint, the Rolling Stones.
And the hits just keep on coming. Glenn Jones radio program with a big clock on it. The clock on the wall says 4:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are nationwide. We are worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. The video stream is streaming along. It's just streaming along. It's just streaming. It's just streaming. There's video on it, man. You can look at me. Hi. Thanks to Oven Digital and Real Networks for making the video streaming possible. Jonesy here. Email us, jones@wfmu.org. Check out the web, www.wfmu.org/jones. Jones, 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 this, Jones, that. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Jones, Joneses know where he's at. Jones, Jones, Jones. You got Jones. You got to take Jones. You got to go down to Jones, Jones, Jones. Jones, Jones. You can be
Ken. Help me, Ken. What? He knocked me down, Ken. He knocked me down.
This here is the Kinks, Muswell Hillbilly.
She wore her
Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it. Clock on the wall says 4:25 p.m. coming up in 15 minutes in the next quarter hour here on the radio station. Radio, Bob Franks. We'll be speak Jonesy. We'll be speaking of Bob Franks. How about that, huh? And here we have another song, because the songs just keep on coming. It's just keep on coming. And Herman's Hermits, Dandy.
Dandy, Dandy, where you gonna go now? Who you gonna run to? All your little life, you're chasing all the girls. They can't resist your smile. They long for Dandy, Dandy, chatting up the ladies, tickling the fancy, pouring out your charms to meet your own demands, and you turn it off at will. They long for Dandy, Dandy, knocking on the back door, climbing through the window. Happy's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play. You low down Dandy, 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 Dandy. You know you're moving much too fast, and Dandy, you know you can't escape the past. Look around you and see the people settle down, and when you're old and grey you will remember what they said. The two girls are too many, three's a crowd, and four you're dead. Oh Dandy, Dandy, when you gonna give up? How you feeling old now? You always will be free, and you need no sympathy. A bachelor you will stay, and Dandy, you're alright, you're alright, you're alright,
you're alright. Jonesy, on your radio, eating chicken salad. I might change my whole diet now, man. Haven't drank in a week. So, God forbid, after this stunt is over, I decide, you know, I feel pretty good. And Gene was right. Gene Simmons was right. I shouldn't be drinking that devil alcohol anymore. God forbid that should happen, man. But it could. You never know, because you change your habits. And next thing you know, you're like, well, hey, this is good. I mean, it kind of happened that way when I started drinking, right? Oh, this is good. I'm going to do this all the time. Oh, I'm a drunk. I'm going to talk to Bob Franks in a little bit, and I'm drunk. I'm not drunk yet, but I'm going to be drunk on Tuesday. I'm going to be drunk, you know. And now they got me eating this, like, chicken salad and fruit salad for lunch, which I've been grazing on all afternoon. And it's not bad, you know. Man, maybe I'll be turned into Mr. I'll have a chicken salad. No beer for me, thanks. I mean, Gene Simmons was right, right? It's all bad for you. And if you're going to do that, it says you're going to die right on the box. Emails. I need water so I don't sound like I'm eating anymore. As you start to lose all your teeth, there's always, thank you, Meredith helping us. Here's captaining our ship and pouring us water and selecting some songs for us. When you get all the food stuck in the holes in your teeth, it sounds like you're eating all the time because there's always food in there. Here's a few emails. Jonesy, thanks for doing Jersey proud. I'm sure that over the past few days that you've been really busy with gearing up for the event. That ain't the word for it, brother. There was, however, a news story that broke on Wednesday that you may have missed that I am sure all of the Jones maniacs out there need to know about. Legendary actor Whitman Mayo, best known for his role of Grady in the 70s, hit. Oh no, don't tell me. Say it ain't so. Grady from the television show Sanford and Son died Tuesday in Atlanta of a heart attack. He was 70. I'm a kid of the 70s who grew up on Sanford and Son and love it. I love it when you and X-Ray wax poetic about 70s television. If you happen to have a copy of the Sanford and Son theme song by Quincy Jones, I'd love to hear it. If not, I'll settle for Freddy's Dead. We'll see what we can do. I know the TV tunes thing would be too short. It wouldn't fall within Guinness regulations. And I don't think we have a too extensive collection of Quincy Jones around here, unfortunately. A lot of that kind of stuff got overlooked and destroyed. And I think they used to have like parties where they would dance on stuff like that and burn stuff like that at the station back in the 70s when they thought they knew better and didn't realize that someday somebody was going to want to listen to this stuff. You'd be amazed at the stuff I look for in the library that's not here because it was considered uncool at that time. Glenn, keep on rocking till Memorial Day. Think of it as the Ryder Cup of DJ. Bring home the record. I emailed everyone I know, and Texas is now tuned in to Glenn Guinness Jones. Guinness for more than one reason. I'd like to request Rhinestone Cowboy for Lindsay and Jillian. This is Lindsay's brother. Hey, how you doing, man? Ross, good luck, and don't succumb to the Sandman. I shout, Ross, and I appreciate your checking in. We played Rhinestone Cowboy earlier, and I can't play it for until the three-hour lapse of time passes. So we'll do it again, but we did play it a little earlier, and one of the rules is we can't repeat songs within a three-hour period. Keep up the good work, says Angie, Gloria, Lola, and Rhonda, and Roxanne. Well, let me tell you something, girls. I get off on Tuesday. Thank you. Jones, you can do it. You can do it all weekend long. Oh, this one's personal. This must be somebody I once knew. Jones, you can do it. You can do it all weekend long. I love the way that sounds. Right? It's from Tom. Suggestion, when you run low on juice, do some stretches and yoga poses. Have you ever seen me? Stretches and yoga poses to release my extra physical energy? Do you have any idea what I look like? Here are a few name song suggestions. Oh, this goes way back. Candy by Morphine, Damn It, Janet, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Sugary, Grateful Dead. You know, I never got the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I just didn't get it. Gene was right. I quit smoking 6 months ago and haven't felt this great in years. Well, I'm telling you, Tom, I'm thinking about quitting drinking myself. Thanks, Tom. He's from Illinois. They're checking in from all over the place, man. I got, like, people offering me, like, to send me Japanese records, like, you know, yesterday. I guess they read a press article or another, and they emailed me that they wanted to send me all these Japanese releases. And I did the right thing. I forwarded it to Brian. Otherwise I'd be caught at Sounds exchanging like these Japanese like comps that are probably worth thousands of dollars to the other staff members here for like an old Bruce Springsteen vinyl. Jones, your momentum is building with fangs bared and tongues wagging. You are going to go all the way, resonating into the ether on some distant planet 30,000 light years from here, and who knows when in this dust ball's calendar they will all stop in their tracks and listen with astonishment. Seriously, it's great to hear you're going for it. What do you do when the songs are playing? Well, you can check that out. You can check out the video stream at www.wfmu.org/Jones. You can watch us here live in the studio and see what we do. And sometimes I rest my head on the counter. Sometimes I eat, which I was just doing. And sometimes I play with myself. Do you have a special diet for the duration? More or less, yeah, we're going to stick with lean meats. He also goes on to say, if you want a name request, how about Along Comes Mary by the Association? Go, baby, go, 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 he says. And thanks very much. Jonesy here. On your radio. This is The Jam. Absolute Beginners.
Quietly walked away. I started walking on the ground, was in my eye.
Here are the Pretenders with Mystery Achievement. Coming up, Bob Franks momentarily. Jonesy and Bob Franks, right? Maybe we'll have a beer together after I get off. After I pick up those five girls that just wrote. That'll be on Tuesday. Jonesy. The show heard around the world. Glenn Jones going to be the last man standing come Tuesday. That was the Pretenders mystery achievement. We now have on the phone with us gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Bob Franks. If you bear with me one second while I bring him up here. And here he is, Congressman Bob Franks. Jonesy here. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing doing okay. It's early on in my endeavor, and I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad to have you on the show.
It's great to be on the air with you. Thanks. Good luck to you, by the way.
Thanks very much. I'm going to need it. It's not a monumental task. I'm not exactly curing cancer, but it's going to require some will. So first, I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. That's the style in which I must speak to people according to the Guinness rules in order to get the record. And my first question is, I'd like to know how you're going to improve the lives of disc jockeys here in the state of New Jersey.
I have a very brief program to try to improve the life of disc jockeys. It's to listen to more FM radio.
Uh-huh. I like that. And do you listen to FM radio?
I listen to FM radio constantly. Yeah, right now I'm calling you from a van that until we just got on the air with you had FM radio blaring away.
Are you on the campaign trail currently, or are you...
I am, as we speak, on the campaign trail. I'm in Mercer County, headed to Monmouth County,
mm-hmm.
as I continue my efforts in my bid to become New Jersey's next governor.
I would imagine being on the campaign trail, there's a lot of long hours and a lot of dedication. What's the longest you've had to go without sleep?
I think last year when I was running for the United States Senate, one day we did about a 21-and-a-half-hour day.
Wow.
So that was a long one, and it was... It involved a lot of bus travel, and we traveled, I think, that day to 13 different counties throughout New Jersey. So it was a busy day, but it was a great opportunity to meet people from one end of the state to the other and find out why people are so proud to call New Jersey their home.
And what did you find is the reason for that? I mean, I personally love New Jersey and have a warm place in my heart for New Jersey.
I think people choose to move here and live here, raise their family here because of the unique quality of life that we have. We have access to two amazing metropolitan markets, both New York and Philadelphia, for those of our friends who live in South Jersey. Yet we have these incredible natural resources, 128 miles of Atlantic Ocean shoreline from Sandy Hook to Cape May Point. We've got mountains in the northwestern part of our state. We've got the largest pine forest in America in the Pinelands. We've got a diversity to our demographic beauty, which is great. We have the most rich ethnic diversity of any population in New Jersey, and that gives a special flavor to life here in our state. It's our best and most essential strength.
One of the things I've found with friends and listeners and fans, one thing that bonds New Jersey... citizens of New Jersey and people who are from New Jersey is their love of Taylor Ham pork roll products. Taylor Ham, are you familiar with them? They're based in Trenton.
Yeah, Taylor Ham's one of my favorites, absolutely.
There's just something about it when you're from Jersey. When I was a little kid and I would travel with my dad in a truck, he was a long-distance trucker, and we'd leave the state. I would always order Taylor Ham on a hard roll, and I soon discovered that it's something that only exists in New Jersey. It's just a really strange phenomena.
Now, Glenn, what exit is that at?
What exit are we at?
Usually what people will refer to in New Jersey is they'll ask you what exit you're from.
I was from exit 15W myself.
Terrific.
And you?
Terrific. I'm a 142 guy.
142, cool. Not far away at all.
Not far at all, no.
Do you have any tips for me on staying awake?
I have become a real fan of coffee, and I'm really now into trying to find as many exotic flavors as I can. I have found some rather curious products in that regard. I had English toffee this afternoon.
Oh my God!
And that has a real kick to it. So I would let me recommend to you some English toffee coffee.
I'm going to try to hold off on the coffee until tomorrow morning, so that try to get through the first 21 hours or so.
Listen, if you have this English toffee coffee, you won't care whether it's morning or evening.
What's the best concert you've ever seen?
The best concert? Probably Bruce at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, I've seen Bruce at the Meadowlands numerous times, and he is absolutely incredible.
And he's New Jersey, Glenn.
He's New Jersey through and through. I was hoping to get Bruce on the show sometime this weekend, but I never managed to try to contact his people. It's very difficult to get the point across to a person's people that you are from New Jersey, and there's a reason that
that you should connect. If you are elected governor, will there be any members of the E Street Band serving in your administration?
Listen, I want to make sure we have as inclusive a group as possible. The E Street Band makes not only great music, but they've probably got some great ideas on how we can make the Jersey Shore an even more popular place, and that's important to every person in New Jersey.
They probably do. What kind of music are you listening to these days?
I'm a huge Springsteen fan. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Buffett.
I love Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to law school in Texas and got caught up in some music that they do down there. But I listen to rock all the time. I like a lot of different kinds of music.
Like in Texas, would it be some of the country stuff, like maybe the outlaw country music?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that stuff. I really do.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it really is. And what song would you personally prefer to be the state anthem of New Jersey? Now, of course, this is a lighthearted question. We know we're not going to change it to anything silly or anything like that. But what song do you think would be fitting?
You know, back in the days that I was in the state legislature 20 years ago, I voted to make Born to Run the state song.
Did you really? I remember that campaign.
I think we ought to bring that vote back up.
I agree. I remember that campaign from some time back. That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been speaking to Congressman Bob Franks, gubernatorial candidate here in the great state of New Jersey. And I appreciate your time. I wish you the best of luck.
Glenn, good luck to you. Go get that record.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
You go get that office.
All right.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Congressman Bob Franks here with Jonesy. Jonesy the drunk. Jonesy the schmokety-schmoke guy. That's right. With the congressman. So it looks as though either I've made it or I've sold out. I guess I've sold out. Because I sure as hell haven't made it. And you're listening to WFMU, Freeform Radio, the way it ought to be. The best goddamn radio station in this country. They come to us. And they just did. And that's pretty impressive. Stay tuned for the rest of your lives. I've got a break coming up, my first break. Listener Dale, who's done many marathons, he's told me to take this in not thinking about the end goal, but take it in fractions. And he said 8-hour increments would be the way to take it. And we're coming up on the 8th hour at the top of this next here hour. And we have on the turntable next a song from a record, and that record would be Aerosmith Rocks. Aerosmith, Back in the Saddle. Jonesy. Jonesy! Just eat my fruit. You know me, old healthy Jonesy. Okay, here is Heart's Magic Man. The hits just keep on coming. Hey! Listen to this.
Growing up in a hurry, yeah. Come on home, girl, mama
Jonesy, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org, the sixth sheep's sick. Did you know that? Sure is. Anyway, we've come to the first hurdle, I guess. And I'm scared to walk away. I can walk away, right, Ken?
You can.
It's time. Alrighty. So Meredith is here. She's been helping us captaining the ship here, as well as choosing selections for us. And she's going to entertain you for the next 15 minutes while I take my court-appointed break. And I will be back shortly to break the world record for continuous broadcast. I am now officially on break. Here is the Monkees' Sunny Girlfriend.
Gazing down through eyes as bright as wonder. She can send you on your way to everywhere. She's only started after you think that she is there. She's my sunny girlfriend.
Everybody's so wrong, and I know it's gonna work.
the birds. 100 years from now, you know what they're going to be saying 100 years from now? That Glenn Jones set the world's record for the longest continuous radio broadcast. That's what's going on now, folks, in case you're wondering. Here at WFMU, all programming is suspended, and Glenn Jones is broadcasting throughout this Memorial Day weekend. I'm so excited I can't even talk about it. My name's Meredith. It's just such an honor to be part of this historic event, historic Jonesy event at 10:33 Monday morning. He, actually 10:34, he breaks the record. 10:33, he will match the record. If he can go 1 minute past that, I think he's going to go a whole day past that. Anyway, Jones is taking a much-deserved break, and I'll be with you for the next 12 minutes or so with the Robins.
Why Smokey Joe's Cafe? Why Smokey Joe's Cafe?
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, "Man, be careful. That chick belongs to Smokey Joe." From behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when the Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Bob Franks here with Jonesy. Jonesy the drunk, Jonesy the schmokety schmoke guy. That's right, with the congressman. So it looks as though either I've made it or I've sold out. I guess I've sold out. I sure as hell have.
MC5, High School from Back in the USA. The Robins, Smokey Joe's Cafe. Before that, we heard The Birds. 100 Years From Now, and Monkey's Sunny Girlfriend from Headquarters. At the top, you're listening to the Memorial Day Jones-a-thon. It's just like many, many, many hours of Glenn Jones as he attempts to set the world record for the longest radio broadcast ever. I'm Meredith. I'm in just for a couple minutes while Jones takes a powder. And I'd like to say that in solidarity with Glenn Jones, I have eaten nothing in the last 36 hours except for caffeine, sugar, and fried stuff. I didn't sleep last night, and I didn't take a shower this morning. So, Jonesy, I'm with you, and so is the rest of the staff and the listeners here at WFMU.
I think so. Maybe.
One, two, three, four.
She don't believe anything she can.
Jonesy, sorry to you folks who are enjoying that song. I am back, and back from my first break here on our attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records. Did I hear myself? Did I hear Meredith correctly? While I was in the bathroom, she was complaining that she didn't sleep well last night.
No, I was with you, man.
I heard that part too, but before you got to that, when I heard you mention you couldn't sleep well last night, I just thought to myself, my God, man. Anyway, I hope everybody sleeps well this evening, and thanks to Meredith for all she's doing and putting up with during this particular shift. What did I do during my break? Well, first I went downtown to look for a job, but I could not find one, so I hung out in front of the drugstore. I went upstairs to write an email. I took the stairwell so that I wouldn't get stuck on the elevator. Let's see if I continue to do that on my last break. And, which I bet I will. And I had to write an email from up there because we can't send out from this computer. So I can read all your messages, but I will not be able to respond. But I guarantee you that if they haven't been deleted, which they may have been, actually, we have printed them out, though, that I will answer every single one of them, providing they're still there when I complete my mission. I am Glenn Jones. I will be the last man standing. I assure you that. Hell, I'll be the last man standing just by making it to tomorrow morning because you're all going to go to bed, right? We have some stuff coming up. We have Eddie Brigati of the Young Rascals, formerly of the Rascals, coming up this evening at 10 p.m. Tomorrow morning, we've got Dan Ingram, Chuck Wepner at 12 noon. Meg Griffin's going to check in around 2. Joe Franklin on Sunday at 12:15. We've got all kinds of stuff happening that we didn't even expect to happen. So be listening at all times because you never know when that alarm's going to sound, do you? The sixth sheep's sick. I'm going to be sick of saying that eventually. Now, what are we going to do here? I guess I'm going to play a song, right? We are now at 8 hours and 17 minutes of this marathon broadcast, and we're going till the cows come home, or till we drop, or till they carry us out in a box. X-Ray, you still out there listening? I should have brushed my teeth. I guess I can do that here. So what else did I do during the break? I came down the stairs. I made wee-wee. That was about it. Here we go. This is The Carpenters. We've only just begun.
Why do birds
suddenly appeared. Every time you are near. We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly when the evening comes, we smile, so much of life ahead, we'll find a place where there's room to grow. Yes, we've just begun.
That would be the Carpenters. We've only just begun. Here's the band and the Wait.
Big my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off.
Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company?
Wait from the band. Jonesy here at 8 hours and 25 minutes into this thing. Some emails. Hey, Mr. Jones. Wow, the famous weekend has already arrived. I'm so proud of you. Oh, this is from Aliki. Because you are doing it. You are the best DJ, and now the whole world will know. I'm in the West Village now, and the radio was struggling to keep you in focus. Not too successful, but of course, while I'm online, you come through bright and clear. Yes. Hey, at some point, could you play a song from Puff Daddy for me? You know, I like the fellow. He carried my suitcase up the stairs from a subway at JFK Airport. That's pretty cool. And it was him, too. He's a gentleman, despite what the media portrays, and I don't even know his music. I saw one song on the Greek MTV after that day. What do you consume while keeping awake for so many days? Or is it like sleep deprivation robbing the appetite? I believe it's actually better to not eat in such a situation. Oh, well, I guess it's too early to ask those questions. Yeah, that was going to be my answer, actually. And you go, Jones. Aliki, thank you. Jones, when all is said and done, the playlist is the playlist going to be available? Good luck. I would assume as much. Yeah, I mean, we're logging every single song as a part of what we have to do in order to succeed in this mission. Good luck, Jones boy. We'll be listening this weekend. Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Jonesy, play it all, brother. 128 kilobytes is smooth and clear all the way in Dallas. I can't tell you cool your new record will be. But the song list has been even more impressive. How about some Dead, Morphine, Portishead, or Pixies? Pace yourself and the time will fly. Kiss Condoms, huh? Wow. All the best, Trent. Thank you, Trent. Dear Glenn. Oh, actually, yes, I shouldn't read this. This is a staff member, friend of ours. And it didn't seem like I should read it. Anyway, I'm here. I'm Jonesy. I'm going to be here for a long time to come, so get used to it. Here is Harry Nilsson, Coconut. And the hits just keep on coming. Harry Nilsson, Coconut.
Brought up on a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, and the hits just keep on coming.
Mm-hmm.
this would be Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Here's Sweet Ballroom Blitz. Ready, boys?
Jonesy, I'm beeping again. Backman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business. Which is what we're doing here, man. We got a crack crew, man. You stay tuned. We'll be here all weekend long.
People.
Jonesy, Glenn Jones radio program. And we're going for the gold here, going for the Guinness World Record. We now have Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody on the turntable.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
we
Jonesy. Coming up at on yet the top of another hour almost, man. Just watching those hours tick away. Of course, this is the easy part, right? I guess. I have much to look forward to. Oh, boy. Me and my big mouth! This is the...
You little cookie. There's a button.
Here's the who. You better. You bet. And the hits just keep on coming. Jonesy.
You better.
say you better?
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you scream you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
Who were almost over, for that matter. Jonesy, the last man standing, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. The sixth sheep sick, says Jones, here at the top of yet another hour, man. Ooh, they're just, oh boy, that's nine. Let's see, nine minus like 100, 150. That's not too many, right? That's less than before. Are we there yet? Ooh, we're there. Did I make it? I think I made it, man. I think I made it. Jonesy, so, I don't know what the weather's going to be like this weekend. I don't know if you people are going to be going away, if you're going to be out there listening the whole damn weekend. I hope you're out there listening the whole weekend. Here are the Doors, Roadhouse Blues.
Give up your vows. Give up your vows.